Turn that baby on.
Enjoyed having you in this class.
He said you messed up the curve. You messed up the grade curve quite a bit, though.
He said everyone else benefited from your experience as well.
It was all brand new, highly paid, or soon to be highly paid private firm attorneys.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
And two commissioners.
All right. Well, the hour is about 1:45. And this is the North Dakota Public Service Commission, and we have a work session on case number PU08194, which is the application for a Certificate of Public Convenience and Necessity by New Star Pipeline Operating Partnerships. This is Kevin Kramer along with Tony Clark and Brian Kalk and some staff members, but before we start, I wanted to also make sure everybody understood that we have another work session on another issue is either at 2:30 or immediately following this one, and I expect that this one will be done before 2:30. With that, Alana Jeffcoat-Sacco, our counsel, is with, and Pat Fawn, an analyst from the staff, and we have, I guess, the two proposed findings from the two parties in the case, which are rather different, I noticed. Anybody have any opening comments or thoughts they wanted to share before Alana explains how simple this is? Okay, Alana. Yeah,
but I want to hear her first. See if they're right or not.
Yeah. Okay. What's your easy interpretation of all of this?
The draft. Excuse me, my throat's a little scratchy. The draft order does, of course, reach a conclusion that it's not a public utility. However,
is that the issue?
The issue is whether they're.
They need a PC.
Holding themselves out or providing their products or services to the public generally.
Mm-hmm.
That is the issue, and we've known that from several rulings we've had up till now.
Yes.
I do want to caution you that the Fargo order does use some information that is not in the record. They refer to responses to requests to admit, and those never were, I believe, made part of the record. They're not in their exhibit list, and they weren't made part of the record any other way. I think they're referring to the little thing that I passed around that said might be helpful before the hearing, but they, and I knew then they were not offering it and weren't intending to offer it. So you have to remember those bits and pieces out of their order where they refer to answers to requests to admit are not in the record. To the best of my knowledge, and I checked with Al Wall before he went out of town, so that's what the two of us think. However, I'm just going to go back over what you've seen in my memos. We have two statutes about pipelines. We have common carrier, and we have PC&N. So the first logical conclusion is if they were those two requirements went hand in hand, if you needed a PC&N because you're a common carrier, there wouldn't be two statutes. The statute was changed to add something to that definition of PC&N, and what was added was that sentence about providing your products or services to the public generally. The second thing I want to say is if that phrase, if the legislature intended that this additional thing added to the definition of public utility meant providing service for others as opposed to for yourself, owning the product versus not owning the product, they could have said so.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I come out. That's why I drafted this order. I'm not trying to make a decision for you, but my interpretation is it doesn't mean just being a common carrier, and it doesn't mean providing product for others. It has to mean something else, which is where it's turned over to your discretion in weighing the evidence on whether what you heard was providing products or services to the public generally.
I tend to agree with you, and the thing that tips it a little bit further for me is just the nature of what a certificate of public convenience and necessity is, the things that we look at with regard to the fitness, ability to serve, and everything else. It dovetails to this idea of holding yourself out generally to the public, because in a CPCN, our job is to protect all those customers who may be out there looking to be served by the infrastructure itself. It's not a, you know, an environmental siting process.
Right.
I mean, it has nothing to do with the protection of that the infrastructure itself. It has to do with the business transaction of holding yourself out to the public, having multiple customers, and contracting, you know, to deliver some sort of product. So that's where I was kind of trending on the basis of that anyway, but I think that your analysis is sound.
I agree.
I didn't see it any other way from the get-go.
Do you want...
I mean, I think there's a sense that Fargo wants to use this to deal with some of those environmental issues, right? And that's
exactly
it was,
right.
And I can't remember if that was in the record or not, or just
I
think it was. But
safety was it? Business
was
right.
Safety. That I asked.
But to me, that's a siting question.
Oh, it is,
really
totally.
Not a CPCN question.
It's too late to cite it.
Right.
So they used this opportunity to
Which
engage,
fine,
and it's fine, yeah.
But the rules don't change for how they.
Right.
And that's what, in the hearing, I asked that one question about what they felt this would have been.
So do you have any changes to the order, or do you want to put the cases in or out? And the cases aren't required. And that other part that's yellow, that statement about subject to the jurisdiction, we say that as a conclusion.
When
I don't
say the cases, you mean the...
That last four findings, the four cases, previous cases, and finding number 13 is optional. That's why it's highlighted.
I kind of liked citing the cases myself.
Okay.
That was helpful.
Okay. That's fine.
I think it provides additional.
It shows that you looked at them.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And it's like one or two things we have to look up yet, and that's the full name of Amoco, or we'll rewrite it so we don't need it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, before you work too hard at it or spend too much.
Todd's going to find it.
That's the
his problem.
Okay.
Anything else?
Anything else? Pat, did you want to argue about it? Or?
No.
All right. I don't have anything else either. That's pretty
okay.
Clear cut.
Then it'll go on the meeting after this. Are you not gonna, or you want to put it on today? You know,
oh,
2 days
Wednesday?
Ahead. I think it can go on the one after, if that's okay.
That's fine.
Whatever's easier.
Whatever's easiest, yeah.
It's easier
it's,
that
I,
way.
I suppose. It gets on the original agenda then.
Right.
It'll get noticed more fully. So.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, it's probably just as well. All right, cool. Well, if there's nothing,
thanks.
If there's not anything else, then we'll close this work session, and then we'll round up whoever needs to be in here to talk to us about stimulus money, our stimulus plan. Well, let's start. Yeah, as soon as they get here.
Is there work papers for that? Or?
There is.
Is there? I didn't pick them up.
There are. I don't have.
I'll go pick them up.
to these kinds of things.
We should shut it off because you were recording that one and not this one, I would think. But they have to do a new thing with that? I'll ask Esther.
I just want to go over that real quick and talk about more.
Well, I thought he told me not to push the total off. Do you remember the rule up here?
No, I didn't do system on.
Do not do system on. No. Okay,
is that
see
is that right?
It'll do anything.
Do not do system on.
I've done that one.
Yeah, I do.
There's nothing there.
I did it all off.
Oh, okay. So we want to go to off.
I think so.
Because we have to sever the.
Yes, now we can turn it back on.
We're going to bat him otherwise.
Yes, Tony, our guys have suffered a crushing defeat. That's okay.
Did you go to the game?
Oh, yes, I did.
The hockey game or what?
We don't play hockey.
We might as well play hockey.
You're
email.
So we're tripping around, just the games back and forth. It's just like, whatever, but they're ahead, right? You're just like, yeah. We build this 10-point lead.
Please tell me they're firing that. Where were that defensive coordinator?
I hope so.
I mean, they gave up.
They gave up 10 points in like 4 minutes.
All for the Bison?
Yeah, I mean, didn't they run up like another 600-yard game or something?
Yep, 500 and a quarter.
It's their
defense. They should not. That should never happen.
Oh.
Never.
I don't think they had a stop all year on me either.
I don't know they had a stop all year.
Well, they had a few, but not when they needed them.
God, that was a bad defense. Their offense wasn't bad. I mean, you had Michelle.
Number one in the country.
Top running back in the country. They put up about 35 points a game. The problem is they won 48.
Our quarterback struggled a little bit, though.
Maybe.
They
were still
putting
up.
That other guy.
The other guy played. Both him and Mertens would put up 400 yards and get beat.
See, that's just it. I think the quarterbacks are going to change.
Yeah, I'm not listening, so I should say, you know what I did in case I did it wrong? Do they need their final for this?
No.